This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Episode 16, Father. Can you imagine,
being the father of all things?
Or the mother, for that matter?
Gender has less role in creation than people may think. No umbilical cord for me.
I am creation.
Why then do the things beneath me clamor for such strings?
Why then?
Is it my fault? Less still, my concern. Such loss caused by connection to blood coursing through similar veins, and yet I feel guilt.
I feel sorrow.
When the cord is cut before time is due.
Welcome back to Girls Who Don't D&D. I am your host and master of puppets, Corey, and with me tonight is Indy as...
Freya!
Quite possibly.
Yeah. It's a maybe on that one.
Well, the good news is everybody listening knows that you're still Freya.
True.
The girls don't, so yep. That's right. We're starting this session without Stacey or Morrigan because they still don't know.
Yeah.
But don't worry, they'll be joining us very shortly. And we'll restart this episode. I feel like we're doing some sort of sneaky thing.
It does feel sneaky, doesn't it?
I know. We'll restart the episode as though nothing ever happened. And as always, dear listeners, I'm trusting that you will not let them know.
That'd be great. Thanks.
That'd be fine. But first, let's find out what Freya does next. Freya, you have called upon the name of Belloc, a goddess of sorts, who has a mission to kill those she blames for losing her love. She believes she will find them at Inyeth Lenora, which is the last place she saw the one she loved, the first person she plans to kill. Right now, you stand beneath the fortress of the Orchestral Sands. The people of the city stand along the walls above you. They've rushed out to see what's happened, or to see you die. And they're yelling, cursing, and the trumpets sound and the fortress fades from view. And you are alone in the desert again, or almost alone. At your feet, Thine lies dying, but not dead. Your feather fall has saved what was left of his life. Sand cakes his lips, and he mutters incoherently. His eyes are closed, and one hand is weakly reaching from the ground. Freya, you feel powerful, very powerful. Energy is coursing through your veins, and for the moment, you have advantage on all skill checks. But who knows how long that will last. The desert is still now. The sun begins its path towards the horizon. An orange light bathes the sky. What would you like to do?
Okay, quick question.
Okay.
Are my hit points back up to normal?
Everything is.
Everything is back.
You're not exhausted. You feel amazing.
Awesome. Love that. That's
super
handy.
It's like you've had the longest rest you've ever had.
Wow. Okay, and my next question is... So when I fell,
yes.
Did I use one of the spells that...
No. I'm going to let you have that one.
Okay,
I'll let you
great.
Have the landing because it's a supervillain landing.
Awesome. Love that. So I still have my one power for today.
Yes.
All right. First of all, I'm going to have a quick chat with Thine.
Okay.
Hey, Thine.
He's very weak, so you can't get much out of him. He's muttering. And it's a little incoherent, so you only get words.
All right. I'm sorry I couldn't save you. But how do I get back into the fortress?
Thine speaks to you very quickly. It doesn't come through his mouth, though. He doesn't speak. You can't hear him.
Oh, it's through the tattoo?
It's not even really through that.
Right.
It sounds very similar to that, but he's not doing it through the tattoo. It seems like it's almost from beyond him. And this is what he says.
Don't fear. These are not your people you hear. They are the false voices of the weak. and you were born of the strong. No, fear is beneath the spirit that binds you. Those binds once shaped by those who you should recall when fear seems close and strength wanes. First is your mother. I think so kindly of her. Her strength came from sacrifice. The next is your father. I see him when I sleep, in places where I cannot hide from what I have done. His strength came from you. I do not know exactly how their songs end, but I do know that if everything lost everything, so that you may rise above these moments of fear, so that you can find our people again and bring them back into the land that once spurned us all. Her name was Sashal. Remember it well. To save her people, to save you, she took the dark proposal of the man. Beast with the gauntlet, and he took your father's life to bring legality to a marriage where love could not. Should have made him king, a title your father had refused when he married your mother. Last loved princess of our people. But strangely, he gave the power to his daughter instead, a new queen. I am sorry, child, for it was my decision to let those creatures into our world, into our homes. Your father's name was Jahan. I can barely say it now. His blood pays my debts. I would barter my soul for his, but I fear I have no such thing to provide. But I do know what remains of us all. You, young one, the hope that was not extinguished, the one who can find us, the one they fear. So Freya, when despair and dread seem near, when darkness clouds eye, when terror's teeth gnaw before face, say their names. All of our names, and watch as song and sand guide you home.
I lit goosebumps. I just got a chill. Oh!
Well, Thine is still there with you, but he is looking extremely weak. All of that was probably something that was part of his magical soul and what's left of him, but... As far as if I was to say how many hit points he had, the man is on death saves.
Right.
And he's probably failed too. So, what would you like to do?
I think I'm going to have to part with him and go into the and find.
You're not even going to try and save him?
No. I tried that before. I did the Featherfall thing. If I try and find the bag and I go through the bag, I'm back with the girls.
The backpack of many things.
Yeah.
The backpack of many things is not even what it's called, is it? It is still the backpack of many things. You want to search for that in the desert after a sandstorm.
Or can I say the names and go into the palace?
You could do that and leave Thine to die. Or even, I guess, try and drag him with you.
Should I put Thine in the backpack?
That'd be... Yeah, okay, you've got to find that backpack. But if you did that, that would be great for him, wouldn't it?
It would, because I could save him.
This, I mean, you do have an advantage on skill checks at the moment. But this is a long shot. So give me 2d20 and see if you can find that bag.
Alrighty. It's a 2.
Oh, God.
And a 17.
And what's your perception?
It's plus 2, so I got a 20. No, 19. Oh.
And so it begins.
There we go.
As you're shuffling around, remarkably,
yay!
Your foot hits something and you can make out the top section of a buckle.
Yeah.
It is buried in sand.
How buried? Can I get it out?
That's, yeah, I think you could.
Yeah.
I think you could.
Do I need to roll a strength check?
I don't think it's that bad. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
A little bit of dusting.
While you're there, you've still got Thine. If there's anything else you'd like to ask him. I'm not guaranteeing he's got much left.
So if I say the five names, Thine?
Yes.
That's how I get back into the palace.
Only those of royal blood.
And I am of royal blood.
You are.
All right, I'm going to try and heal you now. I'm going to try my best.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to attempt to put Thine through the backpack. When you see the girls, can you ask them to get my warriors?
He doesn't seem to really know what you're talking about, to be honest with you. But like, that could be anything. You could be saying anything right to him, right now to him, and he's not quite clear. But that'll be a strength check because he is absolutely what we would call a dead weight.
At advantage?
Yes, you still are advantage. I may regret this.
Yeah, you may. This is so good.
But you need to know just how powerful you are right now.
All right, strength check is -1.
Yep, but with advantage, that should overcome that. How many twos are you going to roll today?
Oh, my goodness. I need to stop using that dice.
Hey, that's the same one twice. 2 2s.
And a 5. So it's not. I'm not really doing that well.
No, you can't.
I'm struggling.
You can't seem to get like a hand in. Thine is in deep pain.
He's
no
got a
way.
Pinky in there.
He is exhausted. He's powerless, and you have managed to put his arm in.
Great. Great.
Do you have any other ideas of how you'd be able to get him into this bag?
No, can I? How big is the bag?
It's just a backpack, but I mean, when you go into it, as long as you can get through the opening.
Should I slide him into it? Just like drag the backpack along and then watch his body disappear?
So you dig out the rest of the backpack and just slide it along as he disappears.
Head first. It's like being reborn, but backwards.
That's actually important because you went head first, he was about to say something to you as he went in. And all you heard was, find my... and that's it.
And that's it.
He's gone into the bag.
He's in.
Yes, he's definitely... Well,
he's in.
When
okay,
I say he's
yay.
Gone in, it feels like he didn't go into the bag so much as the bag was pulled around him. But he's gone. Now you are standing in that afternoon sun in the middle of a desert, all by yourself.
Okay, I'm going
to... I should point out, there should be some horses here.
There should be.
They're not.
Oh, classic.
They were left in a sandstorm.
Yeah, they would have run away.
This is not...
They would 100%,
That's not
yeah.
good.
No.
You won't even see anything.
Also dead.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, I didn't...
And that will upset quite a few people. So there were quite a few fans of Meatball out there.
Aww.
The leader of the three.
Poor Meatball. All right, I'm going to put the backpack on my back.
Okay. That's probably not a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't want to lose it. It could be a safety net. Bye. And just jump in. Yep. And I'm going to say the five names.
Well, let's find out because last time I gave you guys a challenge to say the names... It was only the names of the horses. This time is the five names of the people most important to you via your family.
This is correct.
Who are they?
Edril.
Hi, I'm Michael, and I deliver the eulogy for Edril Staven.
Alassaway.
Hi, I'm Shannon, and I play Alassaway.
Thine.
Hi, I'm Caleb, and I play Thine, Freya's godfather.
Jahan.
Hi, this is Sandros, and I play Freya's father, Jahan.
And now just your mother.
Shashar. I did it.
You did it.
With my copious notes.
That's what notes are for.
I thought this would come in handy later on.
Wasn't it one of the first things I gave you was a notepad?
Yeah.
So you're going to need a notepad. And it was like, what's that for? And I was like, trust me. The sand swirls for a second. But you'll notice that it doesn't seem like something appears suddenly. Like it doesn't arrive.
Yeah.
It never really left. It's just there. So the sand doesn't separate anything like that. It just fades back in. The fortress fades back in.
And so it's always there and it's just...
Yeah, but
you can't see it.
Nobody's even tried to. Like when you don't see it there, you don't walk up to it and knock. But knock you can now because the door is just nearby.
Okay. I don't think I should knock. Can I just open the door?
Well, what do you look like first again?
Oh.
Last we saw, you were still looking like Queen Freya or just Freya, who could otherwise be Queen.
I'm going to look like... this is tricky. I'm going to look like the madam.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Man, I didn't see that one coming at all. I've got to start seeing some things coming here. Eventually, I need to know what's going on slightly before it happens. Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so you go to the door... and they don't even hesitate to let you through.
Ah, this is good.
That's
I didn't
good.
Think they would. Apart from the big smirk on my face. You suckers.
I am going to let them have a perception check, though, to see whether or not they notice that you probably don't smell quite right. And the good news for you is that was an abysmal roll.
Yay. That is great.
That's a three. Okay, now you're inside that fortress, same courtyard you're in before. The hustle and bustle seems to have returned. The fortress is, there seems to be confusion though, because they feel like they just faded out.
Yeah.
It's only been seconds for them. It's only been moments since they did that. And suddenly they're back out in the desert.
Yeah.
And the door is open and in walks the madam. The people of the city stand aside for her.
Oh, God, I've made a statement on
they
the way in.
They're not
they?
A massive fan of her. You can tell that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Now, they're also not silly enough to do anything about. So they know she has power. What would you like to do now?
I'm going to be quite arrogant in my attitude
okay.
towards them.
Strutting.
I'm going to strut in and I'm going to say, take me to your queen.
There are some guards nearby. They seem a little bit confused that you have asked to be taken to her.
Yep.
Because they're probably used to you just...
Walking in.
Just going in and doing as she pleases. But they take you into that throne room again. It's not as busy as it was before you're under the trial, but it still looks like the trial room. There's a couple of stands there. There's the jury bench is there, but the people have mostly left. There are soldiers along the sides of the room, a couple of nobles, people who are well-dressed. But walking to the throne is our friend Queen Minty Bitch.
Great. So I'm going to imagine she's turned around to see me.
Yes, she was about to sit down. She hasn't seen you yet.
Okay.
She still has her back to you at this stage.
As I walk in, I am going to turn back into Freya.
Okay.
And I am going to say...
As soon as you do that, soldiers pull weapons out straight away because they know this isn't right now.
And I'm going to say, it's about time I throw you off the wall. And I point and I use my power word and I say, kill.
Oh, straight away.
Straight away.
She hasn't even turned around to see it's you yet.
I don't care.
There's one thing that is important with power word kill. It's how many hit points she's got. It won't kill her.
You're kidding.
Unless she has less than 100 hit points. Which she does.
Oh my God, thank God. That was so stressful. I was like, no, there isn't a but.
She wasn't that much more powerful, no.
I've got clammy hands.
I was not sure you'd do it. I mean, I knew you wanted to, but I was like, will she actually go and kill her in front of her people? You have just killed her in front of everybody else.
Yep.
Wow. Describe to me the death of Minty.
She's going to fall to her knees straight away, and as she does, she's going to look back over her shoulder and then fall.
So you want her to see it was you first, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey. I'd be like, no, I'm just going to stick my finger up.
Wow. Well, her body does fall to the ground, and something quite unusual happens as it does that. You notice something similar to what you saw a long time ago on the beach, way, way back when you first landed at Bellison.
In the light.
Yeah. You see a large number of black wisps coming away from her flesh. With the golem you saw initially, you only saw one black wisp. This is very difficult to count how many there are. It almost looks like a cloud, but you can see they're all moving separately.
Are they souls?
And there's
or pieces?
At least 20 different things that just wisp away from her body, at least 20. And then her body just fades into nothing.
Uh-huh.
You have the biggest smile on your face.
I'm so stoked.
You're like, the end, everybody.
Yep.
I'm going home.
I'm
don't care.
Okay. Now I just don't know what to do.
Well, there are soldiers all around you right now who are also part terrified because they've just seen you kill their leader.
Yeah.
One, they respected.
Yeah, they did.
For whatever reason. Their world wasn't horrible because I don't think she really cared. I can't believe she's dead. I don't think she had wanted, you know, she didn't really care so much about them. She wanted them to be fine, happy like that. She just wanted the vote on the council.
Of course.
Yeah. So it didn't matter how she treated them so much. If she could make their lives fine, then she did. So the people there were doing okay. And she did get them through a famine.
Right.
So you have killed a leader that was respected.
Oh, well, I'll do the same.
Well.
In just a minute.
Right now, they're standing around thinking about whether or not they should attack you.
I'm going to say...
I knew we were
going
to get a speech.
I'm gonna keep it brief. Say.
If I could just say a few words. Anivus.
Guys.
Curtilage. Resile.
I am your real leader. And I am going to find my mother. And I'm going to return this kingdom to the right people. But first, I need to go and find my people.
Oh, we're not your people.
Yeah. But first, I'm going to go help my friends and thine.
Well, give me a persuasion check. Oh, you still have advantage on this too. It's almost like you have presence that they just love.
That's a 15 and a 14.
Okay, and it was plus what?
Plus 2. So 17.
I don't know whether it's that they decide that it's okay. It might be more so they actually think that they can't do anything else about it. Another woman steps forward from the crowd and she sort of calms everybody. She seems to do that after she hears Thine's name. And she walks over to you and introduces herself. She says her name is Castiar. I am Thine's wife. You actually remember her. She was in the courtroom and she was calling out when Thine was casting a spell. And well, she wasn't calling out. She seemed worried for him. She reaches out and puts her hand on your arm. She doesn't seem afraid of you at all. She looks you in the eyes and says, "Where is Thine?"
Thine, I used my last spell on him to try and prevent what was going to happen to him when he was thrown off the edge.
He was thrown off the edge?
Minty, that one that I just killed, threw him off the edge. And she threw me too.
I never trusted her.
She's evil, and that's why I am here. That's why I've killed her. Yay!
Well, let's find out whether you've managed to save him first.
I will. I have just put him into this backpack.
Sorry, what?
Well, he was dying.
Exactly how bad a condition is he in if he's in your backpack?
It's not great. But I put him into this backpack and it goes through a couple of snails. I know it sounds strange.
Sorry. Okay. And you think you're going to do a better job than the one we just had?
And they have healing powers.
Oh, you're just going to keep talking. Okay. He's in a bag with the snails, you say?
Yes.
And that's all okay to you?
Yeah.
Guards?
Oh, no.
Are you sure that we're okay with this? She says to people around the room.
Yeah.
And the guards are still very concerned about that power word kill. What was your power word, by the way?
Kill.
You just went kill.
Kill.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good.
That'll do.
Oh, that was so good. That was great.
That felt good for you. I could see
Holy,
that.
Holy, I was like, I didn't even want her to turn around. That was perfect.
That's D&D right there. When you just get to a part where you go, oh, this made me feel good.
That was great.
Epic.
That was really good.
And now we start our real episode.
It's just three girls, a dragon, and a handful of dice. Some guys telling stories, I'm sure they'll be nice. There will be monsters and magic and fire and ice, but it's mostly three girls, a dragon, and dice.
Welcome back to Girls Who Don't D&D. I am your host and master of puppets, Corey. With me tonight are Stacey as Karin, Alana as Morrigan, and of course, Indy. As is customary,
we're not introducing ourselves tonight.
Well,
and not Indy as Freya.
Well,
just Indy.
Yeah, I couldn't introduce her like that anymore, obviously. What with how things ended.
We call it Indy now?
She's just Indy for a while. I mean, until hopefully you meet, you know, her new character or
she's
whatever
Freya.
Occurs.
What? No.
Oh, because she's dead.
Freya's dead. No, we just confirm. Okay, fine.
We can neither confirm or deny.
It's just been confirmed and that's terrible.
Well, you know, so.
All right, move along.
Sure, okay. Sure.
Sorry.
As is customary, we shall now begin the shouting out of the people who follow the show. I'm shouting out someone this week from each of our socials. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Discord. You can find us there. So number one, Twitter follower Dre, like Dr. Dre. Dre Silvertooth. They have their own podcast called Bad Heroes.
Oh, cool.
For which they are the GM. And I do that because we seem to have quite a few people who follow us who
say
run their
GM,
own games.
Like the general manager?
Yes, which is the game master or the dungeon master. So there's different games and you're not always a dungeon master. And frankly, we haven't been anywhere near a dungeon really yet. So anyway, any of those GMs or DMs out there, I want to hear from you. I want you to shout us out, or not shout us out, just send us back your ideas, hit us up on our socials, tell us about your campaign. This is also my way of finding out whether people who have their own campaigns are actually listening or just, you know, stealing our ideas. So if you're out there... if you're out there, Dre, I'm expecting a tweet. I'm also shouting out someone from Facebook because it's a personal challenge to me just to get it right. So this is a shout out to Rochelle from Saskatoon in Saskatchewan. Yes.
Nice. Oh.
And I may have got their name wrong, but that was, I was pretty happy with that.
That's Canada, isn't it?
Yes. I'm going to edit
it. I feel like that's...
Let me just do two versions. I don't know. And yes, I do believe so. I also have a shout out from someone from our Instagram. That would be Akira from South Africa, who I think is our is the first person from South Africa to reach out and say, hey.
Oh, cool. Hey, cool.
There you go. They're having their first game because they found us after watching Stranger Things.
Oh my goodness, that's what I need too. What's happening? Just found out tonight there's a Dungeons & Dragons movie coming out.
Yeah.
I know that shit.
Hey, wait for it. Big conspiracy about that right now. The big thing people are like going off their minds about is there's a druid in there who turns into an owlbear. An owlbear, half owl, half bear.
Stop it.
And they're not supposed to be able to do that, and neither is ours. Ours happened because of a special magical thing that occurred, but I think they're
listening.
Did they
steal your idea?
Yes.
We're frankly, suing. We are fucking suing.
Well, let's wait and see if the movie's any good.
And then we can quit our jobs and play Dungeons & Dragons a litter.
Yeah. Well, given the nature of the last couple of Dungeons & Dragons movies, they may not have enough money to
wait,
to be sued.
There's been other Dungeons & Dragons movies.
Yeah, and the fact that you haven't heard about them is not surprising.
I thought this was like a new thing.
No, they have been, and they are abysmal. So we're hoping this one's going to break
no,
that
No, because this one's got the hot guy from
Chris Pine.
No.
I'm just Googling. I just read the first name that popped up.
No, the other
Chris
guy
Pine's,
from...
Chris Pine's
what's that
heart
show
just
that everyone was obsessed with? It was like old school, but it's being recontextualized to create like...
Bridgerton.
Bridgerton, thank you.
Love Bridgerton.
Do we know who the guy is, though?
The hot guy from the first season.
Oh, so hot.
Oh, the Duke.
Oh, so hot.
Holy, yes. So hot. We should go watch the movie.
We are
so... Oh, God. Can we all go watch it in Gold Class together?
Oh, yeah.
Please. Sorry, we've gotten out of hand.
He's gorgeous.
And moving on to our Discord, shout out. Well, you can find a link to that on our website. I think I put one on there. Shout out to Archimundi and WibbleTG, who are almost always ready to say hey to new members. So that could include you if you join on there. We're on there a fair bit too. In fact, no one seems to notice when they're talking to you.
Yeah, no one cares.
Cracks me up every
they're
time.
They're like, cute. No, that's moving lovely. On to more important things.
Are you waiting for the fangirl moment? Is that what you want?
I always thought occasionally, I thought if, you know, there'd be, because you guys are called what your characters are called.
Yeah.
Or we might have to change your name on. Anyway, let's move. That's.
Stop it!
That hurt, didn't it?
We're not going there.
But every now and then the girls are on there and you can ask them all sorts of things and they'll give you their best answer.
So what, you're going to make her change her name to Freya R.I.P.?
Formerly known as Freya?
The player.
Formerly known as
Freya. Player? Yeah. Formerly known as Freya?
Or just a symbol.
Stop it.
Ladies, who are you going to shout out?
I'm going to shout out Jessica Vardy or Gypset Jessie. We've inspired you to make your own campaign and I absolutely love that, but you also have a beautiful dog that I've just done a little stalk on your profile.
We did the dog thing, didn't we? With
yeah, no, but there's
us.
Another beautiful
another
dog,
beautiful
so I'm allowed
dog.
To say that. It's a new shout out.
Fair enough.
Okay, I'm going to shout out Karen M. Wallace 33 over on Instagram. She said that this was the first episode, the one that we've just released, that she actually had to wait for because she'd been catching
right.
up, obviously.
Yeah, we get that a bit.
And she's been re-listening to all the other episodes and finding all these new clues, which is why I've actually picked you, because we've been doing the AMAs and we've been discovering all these like
and
new
the
clues that we missed.
Yeah, all these things you can
commentaries, not
commentaries
AMAs.
Commentaries in the AMAs.
God.
Oh, we give a little bit of the AMAs as well, a few spoilers in there. So if you're interested,
and then
hop on the Patreon.
Also, I want to shout out Dragon Keeper on Discord for posting the cute Bibbersnake, so cute.
Nothing wrong with a snake.
No.
Not a bodacious snake, which we've...
Not
are you
a tiny
still in snake form?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you're still a snake. I forgot.
I think I'm still a snake with good tits. I'm going to shout out Matthew of Puns, because you guys know I love a straightforward name, mm-hmm. and I fucking love puns, and
you
I
do.
Think puns is what brought us all together. It's why I fell in love with my husband in the first place. It's we're pun people.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was good. I'll write it.
All right, ladies. Are we ready to play?
Yes, we are ready to play, except for Indy, apparently.
I don't know.
She doesn't play anymore.
I'm feeling it.
Well, you're probably going to be quiet for a while.
Yeah, what is she doing here today?
Maybe these two will run across somebody who's all brand new and shiny. Well,
should I go?
When we left our story, Karin and Morrigan were still in the beating heart of the mountain. The Nine Lives Guild, the Children of the Night, Shtaka and Thassa, and a massive magical door, which is fading slightly, but still holding back the souls of the Kalashtari, including Karin's loved ones, her father Edril, her daughter Zanari, and her husband, whose name is...
I don't know his name, I forget it.
It's just tragic, isn't it?
And all these whores, I know that much.
If the souls are released, the god of the earth would rise again, something her son, the demigod Tau Dornus, has been trying to manifest for centuries. Time is moving ever so slowly now, almost frozen by the poison Thassa, who's been kept alive by the fading powers of Shtaka. Meanwhile, golem hordes roam the eastern cities of Kaylee, unthreatened by the watchtowers intending to destroy them, many of which have now themselves been destroyed. The mighty spider that threatened even the gods has retreated into the shadows, fearful of the light, but sure to return upon the setting of the sun. Ladies, give me a perception or an arcana check, your choice.
Yay.
And no, Indy, that's not you.
Oh, fuck.
7.
I'm going to choose arcana because it's +5 and perception's +0. And it's a 16 +5, so...
You notice that the door has faded further.
Oh.
And the heartbeat is speeding up again.
Oh, no.
You also hear a sound coming from Shtaka. Like someone inside is moving around and someone is coming out.
Oh, is it the kids? Because the young ones are still in there.
Well, have you even called them out or anything, but...
Oh, I wonder who it is. Okay, well, that's very helpful. Kids, you're meant to be in there for your safety. Why are you coming out?
You see the face of an old man at first, maybe some hands, and he pulls himself through. At first, he looks rather weak. His hair is all in disarray. His clothes are, well, covered in snail slime and matted sand. But when he stands, he looks quite strong, rejuvenated, almost young again. He does look very confused, though.
Where's this old guy come from?
Is he hot? Perception. Roll perception for hotness. Hold on.
Rolling for hotness.
17 +2.
He is extremely attractive for
his
age.
Is.
Yeah, he's like Sean Connery on the best day.
Ooh.
Yeah, right.
That's not bad.
Yeah, we've never described him before, but...
I like it a lot.
All right.
I'm very into this.
He doesn't sound like him, though.
Oh, am I still a snake?
Yeah, you're
apparently.
Still...
Oh, shit, I'm going to...
You see a hot man
like,
and you're like...
And I'm like, the tits are good, but the rest of me needs work. I'm going to...
Karin changes back into herself but with two big snake tits.
She's just looking at him at this point.
I'm like, oh, he can't understand me. So I change back to myself.
Wonderful. He does look very confused, though. He definitely doesn't speak. He's looking around at where he is, this chamber that was quite beautiful, but the light's spearing through again. People everywhere.
I ask him if he's okay. I ask him, are you okay? Do you know where you are? How did you get here?
Are you single? Are you... What?
He says, yes, no, yes. He's confused even more now.
Yeah, fair enough.
I can't believe you bombarded the old man with more questions.
I don't know how to adult and function and the interaction, okay? It's not my strength.
What one question would you like to aim?
Are you okay?
I feel amazing, he says.
Right, well, snail juice will do that to you.
Oh, that snail juice is something else.
Yes, would somebody please explain the snail? Seconds ago, I remember vaguely being dragged into a bag or pushed around or something.
Okay, at this point, I'm going to let Karin deal with the old guy, and I'm actually going to go check on the kids inside the snail. If someone's dragging people into backpacks, I want to make sure the kids are okay.
Good idea when you see that Morrigan just slides into the snail.
And I saunter on
like,
over.
Karin, you help him. I'm going to go check on the kids.
All right. I say, hey.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Thine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love that name. I'm Karin. You may have heard of me.
I not exactly.
Yeah, okay. What's the last thing you remember?
I don't recall much. It's very, very vague. I was on trial for crimes against Queen Freya. We were found guilty. And then I was thrown from the tower.
You said Freya.
Yes.
Cute little thing, steal shit?
Yes, she does have
yeah.
nimble fingers, indeed. And he suddenly pats down pockets. Like, fuck, I've lost my room key.
Uh-huh. Where is she now?
I don't know. I don't recall.
Well, was she found guilty?
Yes.
She was found guilty. You were found guilty. That is curious.
Are the kids okay?
The kids are all fine. Kids having the time of their life in there because that is full of toys, basically.
Okay. Anything and they're just tripping out on snail juice.
They are finding stuff.
And they can play Murder in the Dark.
I love that game. Is that a lot? It's so
all
good.
All the kids are pretty much this one kid who's just looking surly.
One kid who's looking surly.
Just doesn't want to get involved no matter what. All the other kids are fully involved. There's one who just looks at you like starey death eyes.
Okay. I look at that kid. I wink at them and I hand them a book. There's a book in the corner and I just hand them a book because they clearly don't like socializing with other people. They just want to be able to be on their own. I just hand them a book. I'm like, I got you, kid.
Oh, you get the biggest sigh she can possibly muster. Can't believe you thought this would be fixed with a book. She drops the book and moves to another section, ignores you entirely.
Look, she's going through a lot in her life.
Oh.
But we also have a dying snail and
she's still finding ways to sigh as she walks away.
I'm not saying this. I'm thinking in my head, look, she's going through a lot. But we don't have time for this.
We don't have time
for
this shit.
They're all alive. I go back outside now and join up with Karin and old mate.
Thine, who soon will be mine.
Thine is in...
if my husband don't come back.
Thine, who's fine and about to be yours.
Zanari, your daughter, and your husband, who is yet to be named apparently, can hear this.
I know.
Mother. What has happened to you?
Zanari's been 400 years.
For us, maybe.
I'm your mother, but I'm a woman and I have needs.
Sorry, Mum, I think we're going through a tunnel. I can't. It's breaking up.
Did you say Thine as in Freya's Thine?
Yeah. Doesn't she have like a godfather?
Does he know where she is?
He was being thrown off a building and now he's here. Which makes you think, did Freya go off a building as well? And will she be coming here? I don't know how he's got here. He's gotten through the bag, clearly.
All right, cool. Well, we'll deal with him later, I guess. Welcome to the party, Thine.
It's a shit show here, Thine.
It really is. I'm going to go over to Tharsa and see how she's doing, see if I can offer any curing wounds.
He looks around before you go. He says, you said Karin. And you are, what is your name?
I'm Morrigan, but the good one, the not... The not murdery one.
Of course, yes. If Freya has any chance, you'll need this army.
The thing about that, Thine, is we don't necessarily have the ability to bring the army. I mean, unless Karin, you want to change into spider form and like slowly move everyone up to that hole and get us out that way instead of through the bag.
That is thousands of kilometres away. Or hundreds of kilometres. I won't say thousands, but getting close to it.
We've got up there before.
Like, no, I don't mean the roof. I mean from where you would have to get to the next place.
Oh.
It's taken you days to come from there.
But we'd have an army.
But there's a portal.
Nearby.
Yep.
That the army would not be able to go through.
All right.
So that would kind of defeat the
really
purpose. You could take them all the way to the portal and go, it's been lovely. Quick kiss on the cheek.
This sucks here.
quick kiss on the cheek and then just like, I don't want to see you again.
So you're saying we abandon them here, we abandon them at a portal, or we travel possibly days and days and days to get back where we were.
You take them through Stalker.
But if we take them through Stalker, Stalker doesn't have the power to keep Tharsa alive.
There are consequences, yes.
Yeah, no, those consequences aren't good enough.
So it's worth the risk. It's a calculated risk.
But, okay, so you remember that vision that we had where, like, Evil Morrigan killed everyone and all the souls went to the mountain and that meant that the mountain could rise again? That'll happen instantly if we kill Tharsa. Because the souls, including your daughter, will be fed to the mountain.
How do you know all this stuff?
That bit I've understood. I rolled a good perception a second ago and the heartbeat is the mountain heartbeat. So if that door fades, which is what... the only thing stopping that is Tharsa, then those souls get fed to the mountain and the mountain rises.
Oh, well, so we say, sorry, Thine, no can doozies.
Yeah, no can doozy on that army unless you want to go the long way around. I mean, what's wrong with the long way around?
Probably take you a few days. You'd
have to
go
back through golems again, wouldn't we? We need to get back to Freya and we also need to find an alchemist plus all the other things that we need to do, which is priority. Shit, we need to meet Watsy in a library.
You do. And you don't really know how much time has passed.
No.
It's difficult to put a
we
real
We did see the sun doing the swoop shoop thing again, so we're assuming it's quicker here.
They're late, thought Darkon. He waited for himself to agree.
In the days since they had merged, it had become increasingly difficult to know whose thoughts belonged to whom. Still, some habits were worth leaving unbroken. Too late, they thought. Shh, hushed a voice. Strange, they thought. We weren't making any noise. The library had been almost empty since they had arrived, possibly the result of a giant lion beast with wings struggling into the foyer. Dutch might have been used to occasionally inspiring fear in others, but it was new to Harkon. He wasn't fond of the change. But then again, it would have been a welcome response from any of the three extraordinary-looking men, or creatures, who suddenly entered the room, power spilling from every opportunity. The words, "Why aren't they afraid?" and "I don't know," was simultaneous in Darkon's mind.
Hey, Starker.
Yes.
Hey.
Remember who I was.
How many of us do you think you can get through your shell
without dying? Without anyone dying
before those consequences start to become?
It is difficult to say. It depends upon the strength of who you take. You two are very powerful, so that takes more energy.
Oh,
can we send through the army?
And not yourselves.
And not us.
You guys, go solve that.
God, outsourcing.
Actually, you know what? Where's the nearest portal from the mountain? Because after the mountain we had, avalanche? And then there was that random portal near...
Kedril's Rise?
Yeah, Morrigan knows about that one. Queen Morrigan.
Oh, knows about the portal and therefore probably not a safe
bet. She
does.
She's been there before, yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean she's there right now.
No, God, no. She's not standing there waiting.
She's not there like, oh, I know they'll need this portal.
They will be back.
Oh, that will be that.
She's got nothing better to do.
And it's all quiet there too. She's just yelling out into the night. It's just, I know you're out there.
She does seem that like unsettled.
I think we send the kids to the shell. We'll go find a portal.
Kids back into through the shell into
the
desert.
The kids in the army.
Into the desert.
Well, theoretically to Freya.
Yeah, where's the bag?
Desert.
Well, then how'd Thine get here?
Through the bag.
But someone dragged him through the back, so there's someone on the other
How'd
end.
How'd Thine get there if that's not where Freya is?
He did say he was thrown off the wall.
Yeah, if he got kicked out of the city, he would have ended up back in the desert.
So if we go through the bag...
Maybe Freya's there?
Maybe they're just there. Maybe we should always go back through the bag. How far could he be from there? Thine, who put you through the bag?
I don't recall what.
No, that struck her.
Sorry.
Sounds sexier.
That's ruined everything.
Corey, I really need you to sound hotter right now. Okay, I'm doing a thing.
I've been trying it for 47 years. I haven't figured it out yet. He says, it was difficult. I didn't see what was happening.
I guess we need to go through and find a new army.
Hey, you found two already. How hard could it be? Right.
There's
you
armies everywhere.
Everywhere.
We make friends easy. It's not like we go to towns and kill people.
People love us. People love us, right?
Oh my God, do we have to explain this to Shashley?
Oh, Shashley.
Shashley walks over. She looks amazing.
Yeah. You've rocked this girl. Thank you so much for...
Yeah, she's a babe.
Yeah, she is very attractive after battle. She's one of those sort of people. You know those people who go to the gym and work out?
Like sweat looks good on you.
Yep, she's one of those. She's one of those. And surprisingly, the various bits of horrible things coming out of spiders splattered across her even makes her look even better.
If anything, it's really enhanced and elevated her look. Yeah.
It's like glitter. Oh, don't look at me. Don't.
I'm a mess.
And she just says, what do you want us to do?
So we've got quite a few dilemmas going on now, but what we're thinking at the moment, and bear with me because it's going to sound bad, is we're going to leave you and your kids here. Now, the trade-off of abandoning you, seemingly, is that you are going to be perfectly safe here. You're going to be frozen in time. So you'll be with your kids.
Sorry, what?
So the snail behind you has the power to freeze time, and she's actually keeping some souls behind that door alive. And if she doesn't keep them alive, this mountain will turn back into a god and destroy us all. So in the interest of whole world preservation, we need to get back to finding an alchemist, collecting the Justicars, meeting this guy at the library, and destroying this god's evil plan. And unfortunately, because of the injuries that the snails have sustained, we're going to have to leave you here. But when we save the world, you'll just wake up and the world will be saved. It'll be great.
Give me a persuasion check.
Yeah, oh, fair. Okay. Oh, you know what? Persuasion is not too bad. 14 plus 4, so 18.
She looks at you a little bit longer than you'd probably think she should, and she says, this won't be a problem.
We're going to duck out, save the world. You guys hold the fort, and we'll be back.
She turns and walks away to start to organise the troops.
Oh, Thine, buddy. Any chance you can draw us a map? Where can I find an apothecary?
There is one in the fortress. I don't remember exactly where they are. My wife would help you find her.
Oh, what's your wife's name?
Oh, he's married.
He might be polyamorous like your dad.
My wife's name is Castiar.
Castiar, okay.
Oh, damn it, that's really hot.
She is, yes. Yes, she's beautiful, my wife. She looks like a Helen Mirren.
Oh, I love Helen Mirren.
I don't know if you know Helen. Helen's lovely.
Stunning.
I agree.
She's literally my favorite actress.
And I must get back to her quickly, so let's find our way through. Cool. Let's go.
Now, I should warn you, Thine, having been healed, is quite a powerful individual and would be certainly quite draining for Stucker as well.
Yep, so you just go talk to Shashley over there. We're just going to have a quick word with Stucker and then we'll get out of here.
You are lying to him.
Yeah, you told me I can't take him.
Okay, give me a deception check.
Oh, is that a deception?
There is.
I don't think I've ever had to deceive someone.
No, but it just turns out you're particularly good at it.
I am, plus 7. Oh, no, I have had to deceive. I've deceived a couple people. What am I talking about? Okay, you can take a photo of that because that counts. It's a 20.
Wow.
Plus 7, and I back rolled it, landed on my dice, people.
No worries. Thine says, oh, no worries. I'll just go and talk to Shashley. Did you say, Shashley, excuse me, Shashley, I would like to speak to you. Yeah, he has no problem with what you've just come up with and heads over there. You've probably got all of 15 seconds before he turns around.
Karin, I grab her by the arm and I say, we're going telepathically, and we duck back into Stucker's cell.
Zanari, I'll be back. Keep an eye on Daddy for me, okay? No other women.
No promises, Mum.
As you do that, you see Thassa notices you go and immediately freezes time behind you. Well, you don't see that part, but you assume that's her next action. And
based on people not coming through and screaming at us, we assume that happens.
That's right. Now you're in the shell and with the kids. No, don't want to tell them anything? Okay, straight out through.
I forgot the kids were in there. Because we just go past them? Do they automatically come with us because they're in there? Please tell me no.
No, they don't, but they're not frozen either. So I'm just saying you might want to tell them not to follow you.
Hey, kids, we've defeated the spiders. Just duck out there. Your parents are having a celebration.
All right. I'm sure the kids will do that, even though the first one's head will be frozen as soon as it pops out. And it will probably be a bit of a backlog of kids trying to squeeze through past the first one who freezes.
Oh, shit. What happens to the kids if they're not frozen?
They're just inside the shell.
Aging?
Yeah.
While their parents don't age?
Yeah.
I don't like the consequences of my actions.
The Rise of Lesser Things, Chapter 1, Verse 6, First Cycle of Mortality. Grief belongs to us all. It is the gift of gods and their bane. Why a gift? Because grief is our reminder that we have love left to give. But yes, it is indeed a bane because we no longer choose where that love lies. The great god Stucker watched as the love he once knew became trapped in the bounds of the things she once controlled. For her, there was nothing beyond this moment. No past to enjoy, no future to explore. A present spent in endless desperation. A gift no more. And now the others had a child. And the god of all space watched as the poor thing faded into the shadows, ignored by his parents' self-indulgent hunger for each other. In this moment, Stucker saw a way to start Thassa's heart again, to heal the lonely child, and to remind the other gods that no crime should go unpunished. For indeed, grief belongs to us all. Kyron, you pop your head through the top of the bag, which is a little awkward because as soon as you do that, it makes the person carrying the bag fall over from the extra weight. Because they're just wearing a backpack.
That is great. I love this twist. Who's got my bag?
And that, right there, is where we're going to end part one.
Ooh, that was a good one. Oh, that was a good one.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Are we going to keep playing? Right?
Yeah, we are. It's still very early. Anyway, enjoy this.
It's the end of part one. It was getting a bit too long. There is no other reason, but at least you get a song. So stay there and wait now, part two will be right along. No complaining, you injure, at least you got a song. I mean the height of some people. At least you got a song.
It even rhymes, and it finishes with the gong.